Study after study has proven that starting a child's education right and early is essential in helping them achieve their goals in the future. But study after study has also shown that we often fail to do this for kids, especially those born into poverty. The federal government invests billions of dollars each year in programs aimed at bolstering early childhood education. That money goes to the states, and then it is distributed to various departments and then to families. But a new report shows that Arizona's system is not working very well. In fact, we rank 42nd out of all 50 states in the District of Columbia in this report, which comes from the Bipartisan Policy Center's Early Childhood Initiative. I spoke with the center's director, Linda Smith, via Skype more about it and how they went about determining these rankings.
Well, first we looked at the number of agencies administering the main program, federal funding streams and programs coming from Washington. And then within that, we looked how the state grouped certain programs, the biggest ones being the primary focus. So where Arizona is concerned, the administration occurs in three different agencies when the money comes into the state. Then the major programs, and those are the Child Care and Development Fund, the Child and Adult Care Food Program, and how it's married up or not with the state pre-K efforts. And in Arizona, that's definitely a problem. The other piece that Arizona was rated down on is they split the Child Care and Development Fund subsidy and quality dollars. And we just don't see how that works for families to have those two things separated.
And we'll dig into that in more in a moment. But I want to take a quick step back and talk about how this works. So the federal government allocates this money to the states. Who is in charge in the state for distributing those funds out in any kind of manner that is accessible?
Well, this is where it was very interesting. And it was one of the things that we set out to look at in this study was, where's the problem? We looked at, you know, what Congress said in law, where the money should go, thinking that there may be conflicts in that area. And then we followed the money into the federal agencies to see if they added any requirements on the money that would cause some of this to happen in states. They do not. So at the end of the day, in 8 of the 9 major funding streams, the governor has the flexibility to put this money where he wants to. We think the governor does not understand how much authority he really has on placement of this money and grouping of this. And it was part of the reason that we wanted to put this report out. If we call attention to this for governors, and especially governors where the money is spread the way it is in Arizona, hopefully someone can take a look at this and look at it for efficiency as well as how it serves families.
Yeah. So I want to dig into that a little bit more. So you talk about the different agencies that this money goes to and the way that it's allocated. Can you give us an example, maybe like what, so that people can understand this, like walk us through what a family would have to do to try to take advantage of some of these things? Is this a matter of just going through too many different agencies and people give up?
In many cases, I think they do. And there are two things to think about in this: the challenges that families have in getting through the system and the expense that it takes. And if you're looking at low-income families in particular, or people who are hourly wage workers, this is a serious challenge for them because they have to take off work frequently and forego wages, etc. Here's one thing that happens. Let's take, for example, in Arizona, you have part-day preschool. A family needs full day. So the family goes to pre-K, they apply for pre-K, then they go to childcare and they apply for childcare. They have to figure out how to get from one to the other, okay, and make that all work. If they need, you know, services such as, that would be provided by the Individual with Disability Act, that's another agency that they go to. And it just goes on and on. If you're waitlisted, if you don't have all the proper paperwork and documentation, it requires multiple visits to multiple agencies. And this is, you know, a lot of families, as you suggested, give up on this. It just becomes too hard. And who suffers in that are children, because frequently they go into places that are not giving them what they need, you know, basically in terms of quality early learning experiences.
What state is number one here? How does it work there?
the tie for number one was Maryland and the District of Columbia. Hmm. And both of them have consolidated these programs into two agencies. They have taken a look at how they put programs together, how they look at the evaluation of these programs. And that's another thing that warrants some interest in a state like Arizona. When you have multiple programs with multiple monitoring requirements, that has an impact on the providers out there, whether it's pre-K, Head Start, child care. They're responding to multiple evaluations with different requirements. All of this stuff can be streamlined if the state wants to look seriously at it.
Okay. That's Linda Smith, director of the Bipartisan Policy Center's Early Childhood Initiative. Linda, thank you so much for the time this morning.
Not a problem. Have a great day.
And since the governor has control of how these federal funds are distributed, we also reached out to Governor Doug Ducey's office about this. His office sent us a statement saying that since 2015, Arizona has invested new dollars to expand early literacy funding for all-day kindergarten and other programs. But the statement says more work needs to be done and will continue working with parents, teachers, principals, and superintendents to ensure all of Arizona's students have the resources needed to be successful.